This is Passport to Texas. At more than 600,000 square miles, the Gulf of Mexico is the world's ninth largest body of water, yet its value is unsurpassed.
Oil and gas production in the Gulf of Mexico accounts for nearly half of our oil and gas that comes into the United States. And similarly for fisheries, the same thing. But also, it's one of the most incredible, biodiverse, and productive areas of the world.
Dr. Larry McKinney is Executive Director at the Hart Research Institute for the Gulf of Mexico Studies at Corpus Christi, Texas A&M. You'll meet him this month on the one-hour video documentary from Parks and Wildlife called The State of the Gulf, America's Sea.
Well, I try to make the point in our documentary that the Gulf is a balance between economic needs and the environment. And we're going to continue to need oil and gas in this country for many years to come, no matter how well we develop alternative energy sources, which we should. So we're going to have to find a way to balance the need to develop economically and to maintain the environment. And that's the key to success in the Gulf of Mexico.
The documentary airs on most Texas PBS stations February 24th.
I hope that people will come to understand how important the Gulf of Mexico is to them, frankly, no matter where they are. I mean, if you drive a car, if you use plastics, you eat seafood, if you run water, if you fertilize your lawn, you have an impact on the Gulf of Mexico, and it has an impact on you.
Check your local listings for the State of the Gulf, America's Sea. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, supporting conservation in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.